The new year means updates to minimum wages and ag overtime. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Employers with 26 or more employees will see an increase in minimum wage to $14 an hour. If there's under 25 employees, it'll be $13 an hour. And nut processors generally have more than 25 employees. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, with Tree Nut Processors as its membership.
It's another year and another increase till we get to $15. So this year, the more than 25 employees, you're going to 14, and 25 or less, it's you're at the 13. So it's another increase.
And Isom said all the other fees on top of that from Sacramento always keep going up.
Well, it's not only a fact of being non-competitive, it's that we can't pass along that cost. So, you know, we've got guys that have moved their processing operations. We've got an almond processor that's moved to Arizona. We've got an almond butter operation that's in Lubbock, Texas now. And, you know, they simply, when I ask them, you know, what's prompting you to move to Lubbock, Texas? And they said, Roger, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour versus $14. You know, and granted, not everybody there starts off at $7.25, but even their supervisors are making less than what minimum wage is out here. So it's like, why do business here? I can more than make up for the transportation. And guess what? If I'm in Texas, I'm in the center of the country, I can put it out to anywhere I want. And so, yeah, it starts to make sense when you start getting the rates that we're having to pay out here.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.